We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but two decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
All righty, a lot of movement on the running back market. We got Saquon Barkley going to Philadelphia. We have Josh Jacobs landing with the Green Bay Packers. And then Aaron Jones getting released and winding up in Minnesota. Derrick Henry is going to the Baltimore Ravens to team up with Lamar Jackson. Let's go out to the guest line right now. Welcome in an excellent former running back, and that, of course, is Amon Green, kind enough to join us right now once again on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Amon, always great to talk to you. Thanks so much for doing this. How you been?
I'm being good, Zach. Same here. Always good to talk to you, talk some football, and now we're talking my neck of the woods, some running backs and how they've been treated and what they got paid this year.
Yeah, well, here's the fascinating part of it. We were talking about a little bit before you popped on in the last segment. Yep. I'm surprised how many running backs have already agreed to deals. Is this the running back starting to understand the market more and what they're actually going to get, or is it just a little bit of fatigue from these guys that they've now seen this song and dance the last 2 years where they're not getting the contracts that they're used to getting?
I believe it's a mixture of both. I think right now they know they got to strike while the iron's hot. So if they get a good offer and it makes sense and they could talk to their agents or they could just look around the league. It's just a mathematical problem. Addition here, who has more yardage than me and what they're getting paid going on that scale. Once you see that, it is not rocket science to figure it out. And then you get all this drama right behind you. And right away, then you get into the rest of your offseason, going back to your wherever you train in the offseason, get 100% into that, then get ready to get with your team and learn the playbook and learn your players, the new coaches and everything.
Yeah, I also think sometimes players don't like getting slapped with the franchise tag, but now we've seen Tony Pollard get it last year. You saw Saquon get it last year, Josh Jacobs as well. You go get that $10 million guaranteed, and then it's just the next season, okay, take what I could go get on the open market, right?
Yeah, I mean, you got to look at it as this. Look, you're going to be on one-year contract, and then you're back into negotiating a deal. And that is a good place because then it's new money, and then it could be with the team that you already at, and that would be great. But if not, this is the part of the offseason where I tell fans all the time, hey, this is the business part of professional sports. Players, coaches understand it. The agents also, this is their world. This is the time where they get up and do their conversation and kind of shine for the players. So if they have better agents, they understand what they're going to get out of the deal.
Talking to Amon Green, so how did you react to it in the last 24 to 48 hours? Josh Jacobs winds up with the Green Bay Packers, then Aaron Jones release, and now we know he's found a new home in division with the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, man, I was like, wow. So they trade one good running back for another, just a slightly better running back, but only other than size, like durability, I think that's it. That's the biggest point I've seen for my good friend Aaron Jones. The health factor was a thing for him over the last several years, but for a business standpoint, that is going to wreak in the mind. That's going to be a reminder, you know, to any GM or head coach, you know, your durability. And so he was a little beat up this season. He came back, finished greatly in the last three games for the Packers, including the playoffs, but still it lingered in guys' heads. So is the durability factor. So bringing in Josh Jacobs, who is a little bit more built like a tank. He's 5'10", he's 223. He can run, catch. He can do everything that Aaron Jones can do. He just has the durability factor. So having Jordan Love in his second year, a guy, as we know, has been 100% proven what he can do as a starting quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. So now having him into a set of young wide receivers that they already have that prove their point as well to get that team to the playoffs. So this offense for the NFC North is going to be a problem for every other team that they face in 2024.
You know, it's kind of crazy where we were before this season, the last 2 years of the Aaron Rodgers drama. Then they finally trade Aaron Rodgers. Love gets his opportunity. Down the stretch, we saw Green Bay get better. They had the big playoff performance up against the Dallas Cowboys, and they couldn't get the job done at the end in a game that they probably should have won, looking back at it, up against the Niners. Like a full year later, you know, a lot of people are very confident with this Packers team moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, I said from day one, support this guy. I do a couple podcasts myself, and what I said in that, just like when Aaron came in, and I say go back 30, 40, almost 40 years now, when Brett came in, give him the support as any other quarterback. Don't doubt him. Give him that little margin of error, because you're going to have that. Sitting on a shelf for 4 years, watching Aaron Rodgers, learning from him how he plays. And we already knew in the first couple throws and first couple games that he took some of Aaron's kind of, I say, game stuff, where he has that back foot throw where it kind of just seeks over, right over the defender's hand for either touchdown or completion for a first down. So he paid attention, took some good things off of Aaron, and was able to mold it into his game. And then the confidence just grew game by game. And I saw, like I said, that last stretch, not only Aaron Jones, but Jordan Love just picked it up a notch, you know, having over 4,000 yards, having over 20 touchdowns in his first year as a starter. You know, I was thinking that was going to be year two. I figured year one was going to be little bumps and bruises, but no, year one ended on a high end. So for year two, you know, hopefully we'll see how it goes. You know, maybe no sophomore slump, but something where you become a super sophomore, along with now, like you said, Josh Jacobs on the roster.
Amon Green here with us. We were always sold about the potential with Jordan Love. Mm-hmm. What do you think that end ceiling is for Jordan Love as a quarterback in this league?
It's so early enough. I think that ceiling is still at a high mark. We're going to see. We just saw a scratch of what he can do, you know, plan a full season and then getting it, because it wasn't until probably, I would say, middle of November where it's like, okay, I got this. He had a couple mistakes early in the year where I remember he had a fourth down situation. He's under center and he flinches. He gets the all sides flag. So little stuff like that. He matured game by game. So now he's at a point where all that is now learning experience. He could go back and watch film, correct those mistakes with Matt LaFleur and the rest of this offense and the rest of the players around him, and come into the season full bearing. I say the only thing we just got to wait for, as we know, because it's football, is injuries for everybody across the board. Hopefully everybody stays healthy. And then we're going to have a Packer offense that's going to push Detroit Lions like they did this past year. And it's going to be interesting in NFC North.
Yeah. Do you think that gap between those two teams is pretty damn close? Is that what you're saying?
It's getting close, yes. I mean, right now, it's the leader in that division is the Detroit Lions. They have a defense. They have an offense, even though they've made some changes too offensively. But it's going to be a nice little game when that game comes around in the fall.
Amon Green here with us. Let me get some of your reaction to some of the other running back moves. Saquon Barkley landed in Philadelphia with Jalen Hurts. Man, yes. I don't even know how you're going to defend that when you get inside the red zone and you're 20 yards away from a touchdown.
Well, also for us, defensive coordinator is going to sleep unwell, and some of the linebackers around there as well. But for Sirianni and that offense, you know, losing pieces like Kelsey gone, you know, Hall of Fame center. And then this is going to, you know, bring in somebody like him and whoever replaces Kelsey to take over the leadership in the offensive line. They should be feeling pretty good, because they're like, all right, we already got the kid Hurts that we know can run and throw. And then now we got this other kid that could come in and run the ball, catch the ball, help us with pass protection, and a threat down the field either way, you know, running the ball or catching. So then another leader on that roster. So it will fill in holes and gaps and just see how it fits in with what they already have at wide receiver with A.J. Brown and some of the other receivers. So it's just going to be interesting in that NFC East, where, as we know, it was a little bit on the downstroke in terms of overall competition, with the Commanders down and Cowboys just getting to the playoffs again, but then falling short again, not playing up to their par as usual.
You talk about the fit with Saquon and Jalen Hurts. How about the fit in the AFC with Derrick Henry landing with one Lamar Jackson?
All I say is problem. That's a problem for a lot of defenders, where you know You got to deal with Lamar's legs and his arms, but now you got a guy that when he gets the ball, he's going to, you know, make defensive backs mostly, a few linebackers think about how they come in to tackle him. And then that's another layer of what the Baltimore Ravens offense already has. They already are a smash mouth football team. They like to run the ball, mix it in with the RPO, and then every now and then try to beat you over top when the back end is beat up because they have to deal with the run game. So it fits perfect into what Harbaugh calls and what Lamar Jackson likes to do with his play calling to execute the play. So this is going to get guys, I say this is going to put everybody else on notice in the AFC North right there, from Pittsburgh to Cincinnati to know, hey, we got another hammer coming down, and this is going to be interesting how we're going to try to, you know, figure out how to stop this crew.
And it's two totally different approaches for defenders. I wonder if they kind of bottle up Henry a little bit and then they just unleash him in the fourth quarter, because it takes such a toll on defenders to try to defend Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. Then you get a bruising back like Henry in the fourth quarter when everybody's gas. Man, that's a recipe for disasters for defenses.
Yeah, he's a four-quarter horse, man. I mean, that was something I was able to do during my time on the football field, and I paid attention to the body mechanics, or I say the body language of defenders come fourth quarter. When I saw guys kind of holding their hips and taking heavy, deep breaths, I'm like, I got them. Let's go. And so I've seen Derrick Henry play games like that, not necessarily the way I thought of it, but he's probably got me by 50 pounds. So now, you know, he's a guy along with the run game that Lamar can bring to the game and all the other weapons they have in terms of receivers and then how stout their defense are. They can definitely slow that clock down offensively and then make it hard for guys to try to score, because it won't be much time on the clock once they get the ball back going against that Baltimore Ravens defense.
Let me just end you with this. I know you started your career with the Seattle Seahawks, but most remember you for your time in Green Bay. We're trying to figure out where Justin Fields is going to land. I know he's with the Bears now, but they're going to draft Caleb Williams. You know, I see today that Drew Locke winds up with the Giants. Geno Smith, he's fine. He's under contract, but I don't think anyone believes he's the franchise quarterback. Should Seattle maybe place a call to the Bears and give up a third-round pick or whatever it costs to go land Justin Fields in a trade?
I mean, that is an interesting option right there for the Seahawks. And I say for Justin, I mean, for me, I've been looking at this Justin Fields saga since he got in the NFL. And for me, it's just an unfortunate situation because it has been fondled by the coaches and then now the GM, because they're going to push off a guy that has all the talent in the world, in my opinion, to be a quarterback in the NFL. You just got to make sure you talk to him. And when you set up the game plan, starting an offseason now, coaches start devising their game plan for the regular season and ask Justin those questions like, what run plays do you like to run? What pass plays do you like to throw? And here's are the adjustments. On certain passes, you got to learn how to throw this deep pass like this with, you know, in certain situations. You got to ask him that. And then he'll give you the feedback. And then you got to go from him. And that is a coach making the better plays for your player. You know, you try to put your players in the best situation. And I didn't see that over the next few years, last few years for Justin and Eberflus and the coaching staff. They figured it out, you know, when they didn't have to, when it didn't make sense. So now, unfortunately, he's in the market. And so any team, especially Seattle, that has the defense, that has players around him still in terms of run game and pass, you know, in terms of receivers, he's going to flourish. I think he's ready for to kind of go out there and let his wings spread so he could get out there and show what he did at Ohio State. He was a passing quarterback, very accurate. And then now he's got to have some semblance of basically tranquility, and because it's always been turbulent around him from the pass rush coming at him and then not knowing communication amongst coaches, as we saw earlier last year. So hopefully he can get somewhere where it's just a cool, calm, and collective. Here's the playbook. This is what you need to know, and here's your outlets, here's your throws, and this is your audibles, and make it real easy for him, because he's a guy that if anything, he deserves that type of situation to be the athlete so he could show his talent that is out there.
He is Amon Green. Amon, always appreciate the time. Thanks so much for doing this. You be well.
Hey, no problem, Zach. Thanks for having me.
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but two decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/grow.